They found the votes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. In Houston yesterday, another group suing over vote fraud decided to give up. No reason given. But hang on, because just as the whole rigged election thing seems to be fizzling out, elections officials in Floyd County, Georgia, a pro-Trump area, reported discovering 2,600 uncounted ballots. They weren't found in a post office or behind a dumpster or in Giuliani's luggage because the ballots weren't mailed and they weren't actually lost. They were cast in person. The problem was that the memory card where the data from those ballots was stored wasn't uploaded as it should have been. No Russian sabotage, no anarchists running around with Sharpies. It was human error. And it was caught because voting officials in Floyd County do what voting officials in every county do. They run an audit. They check to make sure the number of voters who got ballots matches the number of ballots counted. In this case, it was way off. So they went back, found the problem, tallied the votes, and as a result, Donald Trump is now 778 votes closer to Biden in Georgia. A bad day for the local director of elections, but a good day for Trump, because Georgia has 158 other counties. If Trump picks up just 85 more votes than Biden in each of them, he still loses, but he wins in Georgia. No lawsuits required. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.